Super Talk Mississippi Media Production. You're listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi, covering Mississippi State sports like nobody else. With Sports Talk Mississippi's Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk of On3 Sports. Now get ready for Thunder and Lightning.
This is Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi. Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk here with you on a Wednesday morning. It is signing day as you're listening, so we'll be covering a lot of recruiting over there at On3 and at supertalk.fm. Thank you for joining us, especially our servicemen out there taking care of us. I want to thank our sponsors over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse and Churn and Spoon Ice Cream. Start your day the right way with a trip to the drive-thru over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse here in Starkville or at Brupolo over in Tupelo. It'd be a little weird, Robbie, if Brupolo was in Teesdale. See, it'd be weird if coffee was in Teesdale.
That would be weird. That would be seriously weird.
We're not British.
Now, we don't drink tea and eat crumpets.
No.
We don't eat beans for breakfast.
Do you know what a crumpet is? It's like a pancake.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
I probably would
eat a crumpet, but.
But beans for breakfast.
Beans for breakfast is a war crime. They should be at The Hague.
But you can find some good breakfast items at Strange Brew.
Yeah, well, yeah, for sure. Yeah. I love a white chocolate raspberry scone.
Those are good.
They're good.
What else have I had over there? No, obviously we'll have the Christmas tree cakes coming up.
Big Deborah.
Yes. Those are really good. Their cookies are great.
Mm-hmm.
Their muffins are really good.
The cookies are good.
Yeah. So they got a lot more than just coffee.
Yes. Wherever you are in our great state, you can enjoy Strange Brew Coffee each and every day. It's just a click away at strangebrewcoffeehouse.com. The Mississippi Beef Council wants to remind you that beef, it is what's for Christmas. 23 days until the Christmas holiday. I'm so locked in on this prime rib. I can't wait. I'm looking forward to the trip to the grocery store. I'm looking forward to the conversation with Brad, the butcher.
Yeah. When you know your butcher's name.
Yes. The first time I saw him, I was like, you're the top guy here. He's like, yeah. I was like, what's your name? So that way I can, refer to you by name because you're going to see a lot of me. And he will. Beef for Christmas is as much a tradition as Santa, the reindeer, and the Christmas tree itself. Enjoy a fantastic meal on Christmas Day if you make beef the star of the show. Beef, it's what's for Christmas, thanks to our friends at the Mississippi Beef Council. College Corner, collegecornerstore.com is the place to find the maroon and white merchandise that you are looking for. Hopefully you took advantage of all of their great sales for Cyber Monday, for Black Friday, and everything else. And, of course, as the holidays go on, there will be more sales to come. What are you looking for, maroon and white? They've got it at College Corner. Two locations in the Jackson area. They're in Ridgeland by Fleet Feet. They're in Flow by the Half Shell. Or you can shop online at collegecornerstore.com. That's not correct. Priority One Bank. Let Priority One Bank show you what a real bank does for you and your money. So many banks, they know you by your account number. You call them, they're like, what's your account number? When you call Priority One Bank, they're like, hey, Robbie, there's a difference there. You feel a little bit better about yourself and your money when you're dealing with a banker who has a relationship with you. You're not just another number at Priority One Bank. Let Priority One Bank make you their priority. It's Wednesday, so what are you laughing at? What did Kiffin do now?
No, it's just this thread where this guy said that black people don't eat pork.
Too far down the thing, but that is inaccurate. We'll just say that.
It's like I said, I've eaten pork with many black folks.
Muslims don't eat pork.
I don't understand where that came from,
yeah.
But that is one of the most insane things I've ever read on a message board in my life.
It's up there. It's up there.
I said on the board, I think at least once weekly, I eat pork with a black person.
Yes.
And I can tell you, they enjoy it just as much as I do.
Yeah, yeah. Bacon is good.
Sometimes, man, the board's
just goes.
I don't know where
it's because some, and look, that's clearly fajitas they're eating. Clearly. And he thought it was beef bacon. And he's like, do they not eat pork bacon because they're Muslim? And I'm like, there's tortillas.
This is the Dan Mullins, the Scientologist thing.
Yes. Well, it's not as bad. No one called Micah Nickerson to ask, are you Muslim? Like some people called Chris Peterson to ask, are you a Scientologist? Some people did that. Stop looking at me, Swan.
Gene
Swindle. The Rumblings are brought to you by Paul Davis Restoration. When disaster strikes, you need a name you can trust. Paul Davis Restoration is here to help you recover from water, fire, mold, or storm damage 24/7. Somebody, by the way, I don't know if they tweeted at me or if it was on our. It was just a comment on the YouTube video. They're like, Paul Davis has got to change the read because the when disaster strikes after a loss has started to hit differently. It's like, because I always make the face. I'm like, when disaster strikes. Their expert team provides fast professional service to restore your home or business to its original condition. But they don't stop at restoration. They offer property improvement services to make your space better than ever. Paul Davis Restoration, because your recovery and property improvement are their priorities. Call them at 662-769-7285. Let them bring your property back to life. If you're in Starkville, the Golden Triangle, or in the Tupelo area, you can call Paul Davis Restoration. Let's just jump right in here. Who got our first question today? Nathan Kelly. Ole Miss fans really, it's not really a question. Ole Miss fans really need to give Lane a break about his delayed response. If they were actually real fans, they know that he'd been feeling under the weather because of his blood pressure meds. He could probably even get a note from his doctor. What, a doctor that says you like to, a note from your doctor that says you like to take other jobs?
Okay. I was scared where you were going there.
Chris, he goes to talk to Keith Carter. My brother Chris is over there. What is he here?
It's a joke.
It's just a joke.
What? It's just a joke.
Do they have
say hello to your wife for me?
They sell Johnny cakes down in Baton Rouge.
Who would be
that's who? Who would be who?
Well,
who would be Johnny Cakes, the Raisin Cane's guy?
Oh, you think so?
Yes. Yeah.
So Kiffin's
meeting. Can't get enough of that sauce, the cane sauce.
Just frolicking by the pond.
Kiffin's in his office like 11 o'clock. Gotta be.
He's trying to get out of there.
Watch, it's 9:15.
Doing everything to stay away.
Is he sleeping?
He's doing everything to stay away from Snapchatting.
What's he sleeping? My back. That's why I do the hot yoga.
I did not expect that we could compare Lane Kiffin to Vito at this point, but that's where we are.
It ends with him in a hotel room getting beat to death. Keith Carter coming out of the closet. Pete Golding just whacking him with a pool cue. Jeez. Pete Golding could be Fat Dom, no question.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, easily.
All right. Brady Paulk, first off, happy belated birthday, Brian. Thank you. next, why do we even bring in Javen Williams? He didn't make it to Kennesaw State, of all places, but we swooped in on him as soon as he entered the portal. Don't really get it. I will never forget that we talked about the portal, and I said, maybe if the first guy to commit is a defensive back from Kennesaw State, you don't announce it. And that's exactly what they did. It was incredible.
Brian's like, whatever you do, you can't have like a guy from Kennesaw State playing defensive back as your first transfer portal commitment.
Yeah.
And people were like kind of making fun of you for that. Like it was a gotcha moment. And
yeah. No, I was correct.
No, he was absolutely correct.
Yeah.
Javen Williams turned out to not be very good. Good.
Yeah.
And I mean, he was okay, I guess.
He's all right. He was at best all right. So
he was like a depth piece.
He had the big
like,
pick in the was it Arizona State? He had a big interception in that game. The big dog. Which SEC coach would win in a bar fight, and where does Jeff Lebby rank? Lebby is really near the top. Especially now that Pittman's gone.
Oh, he's a junkyard dog
Stoop
type.
Is gone.
He's
an
offensive lineman. Yeah. He
could would that. Probably be the top seed in that. Elko is underrated in this though.
He's also
he's got old man strength.
Lebby's like one of those you all everybody's got that friend that's kind of like just kind of sits back, doesn't really say anything, but you know if the time comes, it's like, all right, we're about to take care of business.
That,
here.
That would be Jeff.
That's Jeff Lebby.
If MSU and Ole Miss had to pick one walkout song that perfectly sums up the season, what song is it? Let me Google songs about disappointment. And none of the we'll go with Love Hurts for State.
Which one?
Nazareth.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Songs about a man that acts like a teenage girl.
Songs about a jilted lover. I don't know who that is. Ole Miss might try to go with I Will Survive, but that's probably not going to be the case. No, I know. Yeah, there it is. I got the one for Ole Miss. You Ought to Know.
Oh yeah,
that's it.
The song written about Dave Coulier.
Yeah. I mean, they look similar. Kiffin and Coulier, they could pull it off.
What about what was the turning the hoe into a housewife?
That could just be it. That's a Ludacris song I learned. I don't know a lot of Ludacris songs. So, Justin Strawn, only one
Yeah, well,
person.
I got to tell you this.
Go ahead.
I think I texted you
Okay.
the other day, but so Becky, my wife Becky, we were talking about Lane Kiffin on Sunday night,
Right.
and we were FaceTiming. So both of the girls were sitting there, whatever. And so she was saying, like, what is this? I think she saw like the Strange Brew thing,
Right.
and it was the HOE
Yeah.
sticker. And she's like, what is this about? So I explained it to her, like where that came from.
Right.
And I spelled out, like, because Natty was sitting right there, and I spelled out HOE. And so when we got off the phone, Natty goes, why did Daddy spell out hoe?
Kids smarter than you think. Hey, she knows her spelling.
She doesn't know anything of what she didn't know
Doesn't
what that
she doesn't
meant,
need to know.
but yeah.
Justin Strawn only has one question. You don't want to try to get a coach this season. I agree, but if Mullen called Selman and said, "I saw the Taylor kid. I want a second chance and start," but what would you do? I'd hire him.
Yes.
Simple as that. But tell Jeff, thanks for that. Thanks, Caleb. Would a 2018 coach Dan Mullen team beat the 2014 team? Yes.
Yes.
Yes, defensively they would shut Dak down. Yes.
Yep.
Yeah. And that team, that 2018 team, you could run on them a little bit. Fitzgerald and those guys would run the ball. Rogan Fairchild, happy late birthday. Hey, Dad, welcome to the 50 Club. Are you doing anything special to celebrate this milestone? I'm going to keep on living. That's what I'm going to do. I learned, so two
On living,
things.
brother.
I learned I'm one day older than the hump.
Oh, really?
That Rob Hathaway tweeted this yesterday. The hump opened on December 1st, 1975.
That's interesting
That made me feel old.
they played Indiana State
Yeah, I believe that's correct. Yeah.
first game.
And then the other thing, I on August 24th of 2026, I will pass the Wilford Brimley cocoon line.
Oh, yes, I love that. Well, now we have the Santa Claus. Tim Allen was apparently 37 in that
Ah.
show, and I'm about to hit that
Okay.
mark.
So I think what I'm going to do when I hit the line, I'm going to take a picture with Natty, and I'll be wearing one of those hats, and I want to recreate the Wilford Brimley picture. You know what I'm talking about, where he's like, he's
No.
got if you go find like the Wilford Brimley, it's like the picture from the movie. He's got like a little kid with him, and they're
Okay.
laughing about something. I'm going to recreate that with Natty.
Our friend Nathan Kelly, he has a cat with like the smush face, and you know they had like,
Like Pudge.
well, you know like the video that where it's just like it shows the
Oh, the
cat
diabetes
the
cat.
diabetes.
Yeah.
So I call that cat Diabetes.
No, that's not.
Yeah,
All right.
I think it's a fun little name.
Please rank the coaching hires announced on Sunday. So Sumrall to Florida, Golish to Auburn, Kiffin to LSU,
Golden.
Golding to Ole
Okay.
Miss, and Silverfield to Arkansas. I'm going to go. You go after me if you want. I'm going to go Kiffin, Golish. I like Golish. I think at Auburn with Deuce Knight. Sumrall, Golding, Silverfield. I don't know about Silverfield.
I think I'm gonna go Silverfield ahead
Of
of
Golding?
Golding.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't think that's gonna end
So am
well.
I going to give an
It's
A+
that's not
to Golding?
wishful thinking. I'm just like that's legitimately like I just don't see that working out.
Yeah.
And I think Ole Miss fans are doing their own wishful thinking here, saying that everything's gonna be fine. I don't think that that's gonna be the
I
case.
agree.
You lose the greatest coach you ever had, and you replace him with a defensive coordinator that's never been a head coach before. There's going to be a drop off there, I
Yes.
think.
Yes.
We'll see how extreme it is.
Yeah. All right. Jacob Rochelle, why do we use the term sleep like a baby when babies wake up constantly throughout the night? Great question. No idea.
Well, there is a time where a baby sleeps like pretty solidly, and I like that they might wake up through the night or whatever, but I mean, how many times have you looked down and there's a tiny little baby that's had their eyes closed for like the
Yeah, you're
entire day?
right. When they sleep really well.
Yeah.
It's just that they don't sleep a long time. I can live with that. What's a hill you're most willing to die on?
What is something that I am just like not budging on? Because
So
I'm still,
a lot of opinions,
I'm
but
just skeptical of the moon landing. I haven't gone all in on the moon landing being fake. I'm just skeptical.
I wish I could do the Andre the Giant thing that Dan Soder does. They never landed on the moon.
Yeah, I haven't gotten to that stage yet that I'm willing to die on the
I'm
hill.
gonna give you one. This is something I really believe this. And when I cook out, I do stuff like this. Everything you grill is better as a taco. Pulled pork tacos are better than pulled pork sandwiches. Brisket is better in a taco when
Would
you
I
grill
rather have a
this.
steak taco or a steak? I don't know if I
I'm
would.
telling you, I mean, I'm talking about if you got like a ribeye, that's one thing, but like a skirt steak, you
Well,
grill it up.
yeah.
But like big thing, like brisket, pulled pork, chicken thighs, better as taco. Well, hot sauce, little cheese.
I
Maybe
mean,
if
I
you're a
would rather
pickled, if
have
you're a pickled
chicken.
onions
I would rather
person,
have chicken wings than a taco.
I can make you a buffalo chicken taco.
Yeah, but I would still rather have the wing, I
You
think.
want the bone.
Yeah, I want the wingy. Tommy want wingy.
Robbie want wingy.
Yes.
Travis McCain, given the state of football and how basketball is looking so far, how much pressure is on Brian O'Connor? I would tell you that there's not any more pressure on him than there is on any other Mississippi State baseball coach. Football could be in the national championship game. Basketball could be number one in the nation. I still expect baseball to be in Omaha. Doesn't
Yeah.
matter who the coach is.
And the pressure, like what are we quantifying? Like the pressure here. I think there's pressure on him to win here, long term. But this year, I think there's going to be high expectations, but it's not like he's going to get fired.
Right.
If he had a losing season, he wouldn't
Yeah.
get fired. That's not going to happen, but
Right.
yeah, I mean, I do think there's pressure on him because expectations for baseball are through the roof, and you are going to have people that are like, okay, we've been through hell for the last
It's time
whatever.
to have some
We
success.
want to escape that for a few months. Let's be really good at this. So there is a little bit of pressure in
A
that.
friend of mine talked to somebody at State. I'll use an unnamed source, and they were like, "We're going to be good in baseball." And he was just like, "For what we paid, we better."
Yeah.
And he's not talking about the coach either. He's talking about the players.
No, 100%,
Also,
and I think they will be.
Travis McCain, why hasn't Lamonis been hired anywhere? I mean, he got a good buyout. He might just be happy taking it easy for a little while. He'll get back in the game.
I think he needs a reset. I think he needs a year off to just relax. I mean, this job weighed on him
It did.
heavily.
It
He
did.
needs to go somewhere that has very low expectations. I don't think
Go
he's
back to
a
your alma mater.
terrible coach.
No.
I think the weight of the expectations here kind of
If we're
was
being.
heavy on him. And also, I just didn't think that, his what he thought was going to be successful lined up with Mississippi State.
There's that, and I think that you remember it was last summer. Or at the end of the season, there was some smoke that maybe he was interested in the South Carolina job before Mainary took it.
Yeah.
That might have been the right move for him. Just
And he turned it
reset. He
down.
turned it, just to reset your clock.
Yeah.
And yeah, that might have been the way to go.
But he needs to take this year off, and I
Just
mean
yeah.
he's got a ton of
He's got a ton of
money.
money.
Yeah, he's good.
So Reynolds, the actor. Would it be worth moving on from Lebby for a better coach, but KT transfers or sticking with Lebby and KT at least through the 2026 season? If you don't think Lebby's the right coach, one player is not worth keeping the wrong coach. I would say that. But that said, they're going to stick with Lebby and KT.
Yes.
But if you were just like, this guy is not, if Taylor came out and said, if Lebby goes, I go with him. But you're convinced that Jeff Lebby is not the right coach, you have to make the move.
Yeah.
So, Brick Thomas, who won the coaching carousel outside of LSU? I think Auburn for sure. I'll be shocked if he's not good there. That's a guy, especially with his offense, with Deuce Knight, that just looks like it's going to be successful.
Yeah.
They'll put a good package together to keep Cam Coleman. They'll be good. As of Monday evening at 5:14, Hutzler still has a job. How? How? What can I, as a fan, do to not have year three of Hutzler? I think you just got to wait. I think you just got to wait. Just keep it calm. It'll be all right. We're not playing a game tomorrow. Be all right.
Yeah, I think people are freaking out like way too early on this, especially when we've said they're if they make a move, which I expect, it's going to be after signing day.
Correct.
Like, and every 5 minutes, someone's asking why this hasn't happened. I don't know what else to tell
Let's
him.
just let it
Just
play. Ricky Rickson said I put on an absolute master class on Super Talk. Did I do good yesterday? Were you pleased with my effort?
I listened to a good portion of like the first part and then Kiffin's press conference. I wanted to hear what he says,
Yeah.
but I turned it off.
Okay.
But
You did text
biggest
me.
thing that I learned was that Richard listens to Thunder and Lightning.
Big Thunder. He listens when he, I don't know what he does during the winter, but he's a Sunday. He'll text me on Sundays like, when is the podcast going up? I'm ready to mow the grass.
He wants to listen to our misery,
Yeah,
is
he
what it
does.
is.
He does. He says one of the hardest things he's ever laughed at was when I said, this another day of putting on the clown suit and eating the bucket of crap. He said he was doubled over laughing at us on that.
Well, I mean, and I agree with your points on this locker room thing. That
Yeah,
like
he
the
knows the
door.
quarterback is just right there. He knows that.
No, like I think he was missing what you were saying
Yeah.
too. The point we were making was when he opened the door, he made a beeline for Trinidad Chambliss's jersey.
Right.
And maybe it was just the guy like went in there first and then they made a big spectacle out of it or whatever. But he opens the door and immediately goes straight to the jersey.
Exactly.
And
Nobody knows
that,
that.
I mean, not just that is why I'm skeptical, is that the door's unlocked. It's difficult to get inside that stadium at this point because of exactly what we've
Smith
said.
has
Because
not released any footage yet. They
yeah,
haven't.
why have they not?
And why? And again, I asked him,
And
like,
why have you not heard like who this guy is?
have they anybody press charges? I asked him. And the other thing is, he says, you know, they put a camera in there. And I asked, is that standard practice? No.
Why did they do it for
Why did they
that?
do it? They thought something might happen? That's just dumb.
This was a
Well,
motivational tactic. You cannot convince me otherwise until
if you
someone.
listen to Kiffin, you miss when I said, because Kiffin comes out and says, they tried to run me off the road.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, they tried to run me off the road. Oh, Mississippi State stole our jersey. Are you seeing the trend? He just
Well, and
lies.
that's the problem that I have here is they're very selective on
Yeah.
what's truth and
Yeah.
what's not.
Yes.
When you're a liar, you're a liar.
You're a liar.
So if
You're a lying liar.
the guy said yesterday that he didn't know until 8:30 on Sunday that he was going to LSU, that's
It's
complete.
BS.
This guy knew for
Yeah,
weeks, which is what we
but
tried to tell people.
the locker room thing, that's the truth. You're
That's
telling the
true.
truth. You can't do that.
That's the
Agreed.
truth. And then no, well, wait a second. He made up a Twitter account pretending to be a Penn State
Right.
person.
Right.
I mean, well,
That happened, but this other thing.
this was the truth.
Right.
Yeah, that's until I get proven otherwise on this.
I'm saying I'm calling BS.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I say, look, you the guy gets arrested, I'll come out and say I was wrong.
Yeah. If we
But
find out
somebody
like
should already be arrested, right? They said they know who the guy is. Okay.
well, that's the same thing with like the hate speech with the Dave Portnoy thing. My first instinct was, and I text you, like, I don't think this is a state person.
Right.
But then I came back and I said, okay, it's a state guy.
They got.
But until that happens here, I'm just going to assume this is a motivational tactic. I've seen this before.
Right.
And we know that Kiffin is a liar. And
Yeah.
we know that he's done things like this before.
Exactly.
I don't believe it.
There you go. Keep us right. What were your thoughts on Survivor Series? War Games.
Games.
Did you watch?
I did.
All right, what did you think?
I had that on the TV and I had the Iron Bowl on the computer.
Okay.
I thought it was fine. It was just totally built around war games. Which I kind of miss the traditional Survivor Series
Yeah,
stuff.
they should do one match like that.
Yeah, like when they would introduce like
Yeah.
the whenever Vince McMahon would come in, the Warlord,
Yeah.
the Ultimate Warrior.
Yeah.
That when he would do like that, when he'd introduce the whole on the
Yeah.
beginning of
You
it, I
know,
remember
the
that.
American Nightmares
Yes.
versus the Vision.
Well,
Yeah.
WCW used to do like
Yeah.
you mix both of them.
Yeah.
WCW did War Games, and then WWF did Survivor Series.
Right.
But you have a Survivor Series, traditional Survivor Series
Could you
match
do
in War
could you
Games.
yeah, but say yeah, like they're in the cage, but you can still one
They
I
get
guess then he
eliminated.
has to be removed from the cage.
Yes.
That's a great idea. I
Yes.
like that a lot.
And it gets down like you could have four on one.
Yeah, exactly.
How do you get out of that?
Exactly. Be fantastic.
Yeah. So yeah, I thought it was good.
I like that a lot.
They tried to. I haven't watched all of Raw, but they tried to make it look like at least the masked guy that came in that curb stomped, CM Punk, I think it was Seth Rollins.
But it's not.
I'm assuming it's not.
Okay.
I'm assuming it's a swerve,
Okay.
but I haven't seen Raw. I don't know if they did anything with that.
Okay.
But yeah, it was good. John Cena dropped the belt
Yeah.
to Dirty Dom.
Yeah.
He's got one more
Hold a
match
match.
remaining, so
I'll watch that.
it was good. Liv Morgan came back.
Can the women's basketball team outperform the men's team this year?
And before anybody says that, this just is like, are they going to have a better season than the men?
Yeah.
I think it's possible. Just relative to the competition, I think it's possible. The women's basketball team has major issues too, but and actually, like, this is the most negative I've heard, Sam.
Really?
And I think it's just kind of like a, we got to figure it out kind of thing. But this is the most like this, like he's actually come out and like talked about their deficiencies, things they got to get better at. Like he's usually extremely positive. And I don't know if that's a situation where, he's worried or he thinks his team can be better than they are. I don't know. But I think they'll be better than the men. I have not seen a lot from this men's team that gives me a lot of confidence. I mean, it's
I'm with you. I'm with you.
especially in the post.
Yeah. All right. Jacob Lofton, is Levy safe with 7 wins plus an Egg Bowl win? So, of the 7 wins, an Egg Bowl win. If he goes 7-5 and beats Ole Miss, he's safe, but man, what are you doing? Like, it doesn't feel like it's going the right way. If you can't win, he needs to win 8 next year to feel really safe, I think.
I think 7 is good.
If there's an Egg Bowl win,
Even if they don't, I just don't see them fire.
three straight Egg Bowls is tough.
Well, before.
Well, for him, it would be 3.
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't know.
My fiance's dad throws away anything on the expiration date of any food. Is this acceptable or should exceptions be made? Eggs are my biggest pet peeve he throws away without checking. Like, sauces and stuff are probably good if they're in the fridge. Like, you have barbecue sauce, it's a couple months over, you're okay. Eggs, I would throw out eggs on the expiration date.
Yeah.
So, milk for sure.
Anything like milk
This
is,
guy's the opposite of most
but
old
I like
people,
the
though.
here's the thing with I don't do it on the expiration date. I make sure like
Here's check.
I'll smell the milk and you can tell cheese, bread, things like that. Like I will go beyond the expiration date on bread, on milk. I mean
As long
anything.
as
As
bread,
long as
as long as you don't see mold, you're okay.
you can tell if it's expired.
That being said,
Chicken and like pork and stuff like that,
if.
but I do get a little skeptical if it's over the
Yeah.
expiration.
I tend to not, like, I buy meat daily, so it's not usually a problem for me.
Do you really?
Yeah, I go to the grocery store every day and figure out what I want to eat.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
I don't shop ahead of time. I go to the store, I'm like, what are we going to eat tonight? And then I buy that. That's what I do. But also I want to make a point that Jacob Lofton's fiance dad is the opposite of most old people who have a can of, beets in their cabinet from 2017. When my mom moved this past time, like, we went through her cabinets. I mean, it was 2023, and there was stuff from like 2016, 2015 that expired. And
Oh,
like,
like a
and she had like recent ones too. She's like, here's this old co can of corn. Here's two more new cans of corn. Like, mom, you had this corn.
and also like they want to keep everything, even if it's like it's clearly
Yeah, now
years.
that's still good.
That I love that. So like when we moved into my aunt's house and we were building, like the first thing we did was like go through the cabinets and like if anything was expired. It's time to get rid of it. And my grandmother came in there and saw the like beans in the trash. No, the beans were expired in like 2018. And she's like, no, those are still good. Like, okay. That's yours. You handle that. I'm not gonna eat that. So
Here we are. Let's go to True Maroon, who asked, what are we looking at on the defense? Well, we just talked about this. Never mind. Moving forward. Hold on a second. Dennis Smith asked, did you guys see that DJ Durkin reposted their Womack flip to State? Possible DC watch for State. That is a name that is drawing some interest right now. DJ Durkin. We'll see if it happens. It's not going to happen for a couple more days if it does happen, though.
yeah, I'm a little skeptical of it, but we'll see what happens.
Rey de Salaveras. Great name.
The Skull King.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how Ole Miss are each of the following? Faking dog ownership for PR. That's a 10.
That's about as high as it gets right there.
Broadcasting to the world that Ole Miss won a situation they clearly lost.
Also,
Also a 10.
a 10.
Cussing and smearing the name of a coach they were worshiping 12 hours before. Not a unique to Ole Miss thing.
No,
No, that's like a 2.
that happened here.
It happens all the time.
Yeah, but those first two, that's as Ole Miss as it gets.
What is the most elaborate and longest lie you've ever kept up? Well, if I tell you,
It won't be. It won't
I won't be
be. You
keeping
won't be
it
cleaning up
anymore.
anymore.
I'm not going to do that.
Was there one
There
next
is
to it?
one I've come clean on where one time Jennifer was mad at me, and I was just like, I just had to make it stop. She was just being over the top angry. So right after she went to bed, I like ran in our room. I was like, "Hey, stay in here. There's somebody outside." There was nobody outside. But I made her
Think that you're like
think that she needed my
you're
protection.
protecting her.
Right. I was like, I went outside and looked around. I was like, I saw him right there. It's this guy who's just like lingering around our window.
He said, "I'm here for Jennifer," and I told him he
Well,
better go off my front porch. I'm gonna kill him.
and so like I chased him. I was like, and I even asked, like, should we call the cops? And she, she's like, no, we should be okay. And it was okay after that. We were all right. Like 4 years later, I came clean. I was like, there's nobody outside. I just wanted you to stop griping at me. I did what I had to do.
Man,
I did what I had to do.
just played out a whole scenario
You should
that
have
she would
seen me thinking
stop.
it through. I was like, what can I do? I was like, this isn't the worst idea I've ever had. So I went with it. Rank these Ole Miss lies.
Oh boy.
It's just women's basketball and track. Sean and Leanne Toohey love that boy and want what's best for him. Hugh Freeze is a godly man. We always didn't really like Lane. The petty tweets and sideline antics were stupid. Mississippi State broke into the locker room and stole our QB's jersey. I mean, they're all tied for first.
Have you seen the ones now? There's like, we need to get rid of the sip and all party in the sip and all
Yeah,
that. Like, no.
which somebody else they stole. Like Moorhead was doing the sip stuff in 2019.
And they say State stole the sip from
No,
them.
absolutely not.
And
I have tweets that prove it.
the sip has been something that referred to with
Yeah.
Mississippi for
Yeah.
years. It's not like Ole Miss created it.
Right.
I had somebody like say the state was copying them for doing a stadium show.
Yeah, I saw
But
that. Yeah.
doing stadium shows for 50 years at this point,
Yeah. The
I'm
Allegheny
telling
Boys
you.
tennis program. With our first day of tennis practice less than 3 months away, what is a good coaching cliche I can sneak into my first speeches to the team? I want to go with we're going to get better one day at a time.
Yes.
Get better
The
every day.
1%.
We get 1% better every day. Good
We
job.
want to go
That's it.
1-0 this week.
Yeah. Again.
We want to be really intentional.
Yeah. What is the most awkward moment you guys have experienced covering Mississippi State athletics? I've talked about it before. It's Joe Moorhead singling me out at the end of the LSU game post game press conference. We all right, Brian? We all right? That's it.
That was up there.
Arnett dropping an F-bomb.
Yeah,
Was it awkward?
we had almost had a fight between media members in the press conference one time.
Yeah. Which one was that? Is that the College World Series?
No, it was whenever it was in the press conference room at basketball.
Oh,
I don't
okay.
want to. I don't want to judge up old
There was
wounds.
one there was somebody looking for you one time.
Was it?
Yeah.
Who?
Brandon Walker.
He was looking for
He
me?
was looking for you. You never heard this story?
Oh, is this 2014?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm gonna tell this story because
Okay.
it gets
Oh, Robbie Falk, I was gonna. Yeah.
so I get really annoyed by this story because it was right after Jeff Collins left for Florida.
Right.
And we were at media availability that day. It was during a bowl practice, and
Right.
Dan Mullen said, it's a
Lateral
lateral
move.
move,
Yeah.
and he was talking about going from defensive coordinator in this league.
Correct.
And Brandon wasn't even in the scrum. He was standing on the brick wall by the weight room while we were off in the distance. And so he went on Twitter and said, "This is ridiculous that Dan Mullen said this or whatever." And I commented and I said, "That's not what he meant."
Right.
He actually explained in it that he was talking about going from defensive coordinator. He
Right.
thought his next move would be to head coach.
Right.
And Brandon got like fighting mad about
Yes,
it.
he did.
And I said, "You weren't even there. You were standing. I looked over there. He was standing against the brick wall.
I'm
He wasn't
getting
even."
mad just talking about it.
But because he did this, and then another member of the media, like a year later, was recounting it, and I
Yeah.
said, "You weren't even at the
Yeah.
thing. You weren't even in the. You were
Well,
not even living here at the
he
time."
apparently later that day there was a basketball availability or something, and he came in there. He's like, "Is Robbie?" He was looking for you. And I found out later he had some stuff going on outside of our job
He's the
that was affecting his brain at that moment.
and Brandon is a little unhinged.
And it could be, well, you two are a couple hotheads.
What, me?
All
What are you talking about?
right, calm down. So, but
No,
I'm
but
gonna
what
vote.
really annoyed me was the other media member that told me
So
that
you weren't
this
even
is how
there.
this acted out, and you weren't even at the thing.
That's so I'm gonna go with Moorhead. Arnett, the thing was tough.
I'll say probably the most awkward was that guy in overalls
Oh, that's a good.
don't ask
I
the
wasn't at
question.
that one. I wasn't at
That
that
was
one.
the Egg Bowl of
17.
2017, and
Yeah.
this guy was in the M
Yeah.
Club watching the game,
Yeah.
and he just walked over to the press conference and sat down with like his son or something. This dude was probably like in his 60s,
Yeah.
and he got the microphone and was like, "Jim Bob from Channel 6 or something," and Bill Martin goes, "Wait a second." And Bill Martin leans down. He said, "Did he just say he was from Channel 6?" I said, "Bill, this is a fan."
Yeah, he just got in here. He fought
Yeah,
this
and the
in.
guy said, "Coach, do you see yourself building a program here at Mississippi State or something like that?" And Dan was like, "Who
Who
is that?"
is that guy?
Yeah,
Yeah.
while
That's
also
good.
texting Tennessee at the same
I'll give
time.
you another two from basketball. There was one where the State lost to Ole Miss, and Howland's trying to do his press conference, and you can hear Ole Miss celebrating in the locker room
Oh.
behind it. That was unbelievable. And then it was I mean, it may have been the same game now that I think about it. It's the one where in the first half, Robert Woodard had like 10 points and 5 rebounds, and then he didn't play in the second half, and I just forgot to play him.
Yeah, that
Like,
was great.
I was just looking at him. I was like, "You are an idiot." So, all
He
right.
forgot he was down
He
there.
forgot he was down on the bench. I'll do one more, and then we'll get the thing. Who is Will Disbrow? Who is the best public and private school player, you football player you've seen in person? Public for me is AJ Brown.
Jeffrey Simmons.
Okay. Private school.
Private school.
You're gonna let me count like church schools? Because like
Well,
technically they
if they
played.
play in the MAIS.
Okay, so they had to play in the MAIS.
Yeah.
All right, so I don't have a really good list for this.
Trying to think. Jerrion Ealy was a really good player.
It's Josh Hubbard.
Yes. Josh Hubbard's
That
up
might be
there.
the answer. But
But we
it's football player, though. It's his football
okay.
player. I haven't been to a lot of MAIS
I'm just
games.
trying to think of like who's the best I've seen. I mean, if we're going way back, Cody Pruitt was probably one of the best I've ever
That would be a
seen
good
on the
one.
MAIS
Yeah,
field.
so will Bay.
Anthony Steen is up there
You
too.
mentioned him the other day, yeah.
Best I've ever
So
seen.
I'm gonna have to do like I don't have an MAIS guy, but if we're talking about like church, like St. Andrews is the answer for me. Akili King is his name.
Yeah,
Unbelievable
they
player.
were MHSAA.
They were.
I know that's private school,
It
but
might as well have been as much as it cost to go to St. Andrews.
yeah.
What are y'all thoughts on the Chad Powers series? My thoughts are I haven't seen it.
I have not either.
Yeah, I haven't watched. Let's move into the rest of the show that's brought to you by our friends over at Two Brothers Smoke Meats in the heart of the Cotton District and the older brother. We're like a great stocking stuffer, a Two Brothers gift card. If you got to put something in my stocking, I'll take a Two Brothers gift card 100% of the time. But if you're just looking for a great place to eat in the Cotton District, Two Brothers Smoke Meats and the older brother. We haven't been to the older brother in a while. We need to go check that out pretty soon. And maybe we'll do that this week. I don't know. I hope to see you there. And we hope you enjoy a great meal at Two Brothers Smoke Meats and the older brother. Great products, great service. Every business likes to promise it to you. They deliver it to you at Advantage Business Systems. They've been doing it for 50 years. When you need technology for your business, give Advantage Business Systems a call. If you need service, guess what? Same people, same number. You know them. You already have talked to them. You're not having to worry about it and make it easy for you to get service. You don't have to, deal with, hey, we'll be there next week. Not at Advantage Business Systems. So give them a call today, 601-362-9192, or visit them online at absms.com. Find out how Advantage Business Systems will help your business do business. Maroon & Co. is the place to go. Looking for Mississippi State gear in Starkville? There's no better place than Maroon & Co. Hope you again checked out all their Black Friday and Cyber Monday sales. I know they had some website issues. They extended those sales. They are always trying to take care of their customers, and they have the biggest and best selection in the Golden Triangle area for Mississippi State gear. Everything you're looking for, the logos you're looking for, it's all right there at Maroon & Co. Use our promo code THUNDER15. Save 15% off before you go to your next game at the Hump, before you head to Duty Noble this spring. Make sure you go to Maroon & Co. Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden, you got a shout out from our guy Jonathan at Scruggs. He was very happy with your choice of hat the other day.
Yeah, thank you for the hat.
Well,
I'm a hat
you're
guy.
just saying thank you for the hat. Wait till you go to Scruggs. Then you're
Sure.
going to be saying thank you for this incredible wonderland of savings that they've got up there. Everything you're looking for this holiday season, you can make it. When people talk about one-stop shopping, they're talking about Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden. There is no Christmas gift you can't pick up at Scruggs if you've got an outdoorsman, a handyman, a guy who's, a yardsman, a gardener, a cook, whatever it is, they got you taken care of at Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden. They have what you want for less in Saltillo. If you're a landowner in the state of Mississippi, the place to know, the name to know is Good Hope Land and Timber. Whether you own a couple hundred acres or a couple thousand acres, they've got you taken care of. And of course, if you're just looking to buy or sell land, Good Hope Land and Timber is here to earn your business and set you up with the best land that that money can buy. If you're just trying to maintain what you've got, trying to manage your forest, trying to thin your plantation, again, Good Hope Land and Timber is there for you. They can do anything you need them to do when it comes to your land. Locally trusted, landowner approved, Good Hope Land and Timber. All right, we are in a little bit of a time crunch here, so we're just going to go here. Here we go. Working for the weekend. Will Camario be making almost as much as Jeff Lebby next year? He'll probably be making, I'd be willing to say half.
Yeah, I mean,
It's
I
gonna be a
think
big
you're
number.
probably going to get into the 7-figure range with Camario at this point, because he's definitely being tampered with by other
100%.
schools. But I'm not anticipating him going anywhere. But I'm just saying the market is going up.
Dalton Lee, hope you had a great Thanksgiving and birthday. Talking to me on that one. How
Uh-oh.
old am I?
50.
There were some uncomfortable moments at this year's celebration due to members drinking too much. What's the funniest, most awkward moment for Thanksgiving that you can remember or share? Well, I have one. It's the reason we do the Thanksgiving here in Starkville now. In 2000 and, oh gosh, so Emily would have been just a baby. Maybe 2009. We are driving to my in-laws. We're having Thanksgiving at her brother's house, right? Now, you have young children, right?
I do.
They said we want to eat around noon. Okay. Well, I mean, sometimes you got a little baby, it takes a little longer. So we're running late. We have passed Winona. So we're almost to Greenwood. And they call. The brother calls, like, where are y'all? Like, we're about 20, 25 minutes out. I guess we'll just go ahead and eat without y'all. And my wife's like, and he's like, we told y'all 12 o'clock. And he just starts going. And my wife says, well, then never mind. Hangs up, and we're going to go home. So her sister calls and says, no, just go to my house. So we go to her house, and we had Thanksgiving dinner there. We literally had to thaw a turkey breast out,
Are you
and
kidding?
we just made a little makeshift Thanksgiving thing. And my wife looked at me, and she's like, we will never travel for Thanksgiving again. They want to see our kids. They're coming to us. And since that day, we have never traveled for Thanksgiving, and that's turned into this thing where we have the people over. Like I had Sam Sklar over on
Yeah.
Thanksgiving Day,
I came
and
last year.
you did because we did it on Saturday. It was a much bigger deal when the game was on Thursday, and was able to have we were like because you couldn't then you could just go do whatever on Thursday, and then Saturday you don't have anything going on, so you just
Yeah.
come over for Friendsgiving. But that was it. That's my answer.
Well,
You got anything like that?
I don't know if I have anything like that, but he raises a point here about that, like people had drank too much or whatever. I saw a clip on, I think it's Brandon's show. I forget which show it was, but they were talking about this drinking on Thanksgiving thing. And I've never experienced this. Like it's a thing where you drink, where your
There's
families
Northerners do
drink.
this, yeah.
Like we,
I would never bring alcohol to
nobody
Thanksgiving.
would ever in my family. I mean, maybe like in a cup, like hiding it, like taking a sip under the table or something. Like I would never in
Never.
my life do that around my family.
Never on
And nobody,
Thanksgiving Day.
I don't know many people in my family that
I've
would.
never had a sip of alcohol on
It's like
Thanksgiving Day.
totally sober.
Yeah.
And like
It's like a church supper almost.
yeah.
Yeah. He's right.
I
That
did
and the
it.
whole we're going to eat at 6 or 7.
No.
What on earth?
This is an 11 to noon
We ate
time frame.
at 1. 1 is like the you're pushing it at
We
1.
were like 12:30, but
We
everybody got there at 12. My dad was carving up the turkey.
always say like we don't want to rush, but at the same time, we're not trying to eat at 3 o'clock either.
Yeah.
But we were at like 12:45. I'm putting like the finishing touches on something. I was like, "Are we good?" And I looked, and Jennifer's like, "Yeah." I was like, "So I text Sam, I'm like, you're good to come on over."
Yeah.
And we went and got my mom, and yeah, there we go. CJ Lunsford, I recently had my birthday, and my dad gifted me a tomahawk steak, a fine gift.
Yummy.
Have you ever cooked a tomahawk steak? How'd you do it? I didn't. CJ, there's a great video Malcolm Reed did about cooking a tomahawk. I don't know what kind of grill setup you've got.
Reverse sear.
You got to reverse sear that thing though. You can't just cook it over the live fire. You got to
I
let
love
it
the fact
bring
that
it
you
up.
have like the tomahawk, like you have a, it's like you have a handle
Yeah,
that you can use
it's
to
not about the
cook
way it
with.
looks. It's the
Yeah,
aesthetic of it.
it is.
Jay in Baltimore. The events that took place in Oxford last week are infamous. Rank these moments of pure enjoyment as an MSU fan. So these are all Ole Miss things. But what happened? The Kiffin exit, Arkansas 4th and 25, Bryce Drew's dagger. I'm not calling it that, the urination simulation and the Tunsil face mask debacle.
That was great.
I don't know that I've ever laughed harder than the Bryce Drew. When that happened, I've talked about this before. I called the Nelson brothers, and you would have thought State won the national title. We were laughing, we were just in joy. So I'm putting that at 1. Arkansas 4th and 25 is 2. That was unbelievable.
That's number one for me, I think.
Okay.
That
The
I
Kiffin
was
exit.
listening to that game at West Point High School.
Kiffin exit 3. The urination, I mean, that's probably the only thing where State actually won.
Yeah.
But I'm going to put it 4th. The Tunsil thing was more like, at that point, with everything that had happened at Ole Miss, I was just like, what's next?
Well, what's missing on here is the Hugh Freeze stuff.
That might
Like,
actually be.
you remember sort of making the rounds, like, there's something about to happen with Hugh
Yeah,
Freeze. I
yes.
remember us
That
texting,
needs to be
like,
on the
hey,
list.
guys.
There's another one, too. Cam Akers.
Yes.
Cam
I remember
Akers.
what it was. I was at Disney World.
Yeah, it was unbelievable. Rob Montgomery, another season down and another SEC title game between Bama and Georgia got me thinking, surely in all this time, every school in the SEC, except the newest additions, have made it to Atlanta at least once, except for maybe UK and Vandy. Am I missing anyone? Well, I mean, you think about the new additions, Missouri's been twice,
Yep.
and Texas went last year. So Oklahoma and Texas A&M, though, we'll give them a little time. That's everybody, right? Everybody else has been,
Oh, wait.
except for Kentucky and Vandy.
Wait.
Yeah.
Ole Miss.
What?
Ole Miss, Kentucky, and Vandy.
That's some infamous company there.
Only one team from the original SEC
Yeah.
West. Yikes.
First time, Bud Austin is a first-time Rumbler, long-time listener. Welcome, Bud. Now that football is done and basketball has started, what was worse? Football team finishing 5 and 7 or basketball starting 3 and 4? It's basketball starting 3 and 4 because that's just the start. Like, football's over at least.
Yeah, basketball still has an SEC schedule to get to.
Yeah. Ethan Brazil wants to know when's the best time to buy tickets for when LSU comes to Oxford, asking for me and my love of seeing a dumpster fire burn as soon as they go on sale, but they are going to be pricey.
Yep.
You're going to have to spend money on that one. Jeb Millender, this take. Lebby didn't want to play Van Buren until he was forced and sat Camario because he didn't want to show their capabilities to other schools with more NIL. I say that means more other schools can offer less and get them to transfer due to lack of playing time. No. I mean, Van Buren left because State was going to go back to Chapin.
Yes.
Simple as
And he
that.
wanted a
And
lot
he
of
wanted a
money,
lot of
and
money.
State was not
And
willing.
Camario, I mean, he's going to be the starter next year.
I think Van Buren was asking for like $2 million, and they were like, eh,
Yeah.
no.
Christopher Turner, we'll pick one. He's got three questions. We'll pick one of them here. If, let's see here. These are all tough questions, Chris. We know coffee is for closers, but if we do get a trend of flipping and getting recruits, wouldn't giving that to Hutzler be the equivalent of him giving the Glengarry leads to waste? Yes. If you get like a bunch of good players and give them to Coleman Hutzler, it's like giving the Glengarry leads to those guys. They wouldn't know what to do with them. Richard Harbison, who had the best hire last week? LSU.
Yes.
When is the appropriate time to start saying Merry Christmas? December 1.
Yeah, we've officially crossed over.
Once you pass Thanksgiving even, but December 1 for sure. Can you make baseball season get here sooner? I can come knock you out. And you wake up in time. That's all I can do.
Okay.
That's all I can do. Let's get one of Shelby Beach's questions here. Speaking of boarding a plane, did you ever think you'd hear a grown man yell, F you, Cookie, at another grown man? He didn't yell at a grown man. Cookie is Billy Glasscock's son.
Are you kidding?
Yes.
You know, as a kid?
Yes.
This fan base, man,
Yes.
they're just ridiculous.
Yeah.
One guy yesterday tweeted at me after I'd said something about the dog thing that I needed to focus on my marriage before it, my failing marriage.
Hold
Like,
on.
what? Like, these people are so insane.
Your male marriage is failing?
No, it's not failing. My marriage is great.
Okay. I'm making
I don't
sure. Like,
bring that up on this, but if it was actually failing,
I mean, I talk about
that's what I'm saying. I don't understand these fans. Like,
yeah.
Their first reaction is, how can I get as offensive as possible?
Yeah.
Like, that's not normal.
It is not.
If
It is not.
If your mindset is, I want to go to the airport and yell at a kid and say F you to a kid,
yeah,
you're a psychopath idiot.
Yeah, I agree with that.
A loser, a worthless piece of
you know what?
Excrement.
Excrement. Feces.
You people are insane.
Yes.
You're certifiably insane.
You're doing
and
it
I,
again. You're
and really I'm really happy that you're upset.
You're hurt. You're turning red.
Well, these are the people that I hope
yeah, no.
have just a miserable existence on a daily basis because of the things that they do.
Yeah.
That's an insane way to act.
Yeah, I agree.
In public, in private,
anywhere.
That's insane.
Yeah. Thomas Fry asks, if Kelly Jones goes pro in the 2026 draft, what teams do you think he'd be the best fit for beside your teams? There's the choice. He is an elite corner. There's no team he doesn't fit on.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know who has the worst pass defense in the league, but them. But there's no team that can't deal with having a great cornerback. Everybody needs one.
You know, like the Emmanuel Forbes, like everybody was saying, like he's too short, whatever. There's really not a whole lot of things that you can complain about with Kelly Jones.
No,
He's got length,
he's got
he's got
everything.
size, he can cover at that size.
Yeah.
It's hard to believe he won't be taken early in the draft.
Winston says, not asking to name them all, but if coaches were wrestlers, Kiffin has to be MJF, right? No, because MJF is a great talker.
Yeah, Kiffin is very awkward.
Kiffin is, oh God, I need to think about that. Like, who is like somebody who's like pushed but is not actually good? Jack Swagger. Swagger had a stutter.
Yeah, but this guy, Kiffin's kind of elite in his
Okay,
profession.
so
He's
then
got to be a champion.
That we're just like, why was this guy ever pushed, though?
Well, it's like, who is a guy that's just kind of weird, like that he was, but everybody still hated him?
Yeah.
I don't know. There's not really a
I
good
got to think about
comparison.
that.
There's not a good comparison.
Winston, I will get back to you on that. Mascot challenge.
He's more like he's more like a manager almost.
Yeah. Okay.
Like
Yeah. Like Jim Cornette?
Yeah, like he is kind of like, but he's not as
yeah.
Flamboyant. And
Yeah.
I mean, Jim Cornette was a great talker.
Matt McCann's mascot challenge, NHL Hockey Edition, Los Angeles.
I don't know hockey teams. Are they the Kings?
Yes. San Jose.
Sharks. I
Right.
know that.
New Jersey.
The Devils. The Devils. Seinfeld.
Yeah. Tampa Bay.
Lightning.
That's right. Seattle.
That I don't know.
They're the Kraken.
I almost nailed all of these, but
you did good.
I literally know nothing.
Seattle Kraken is one of my favorite ones.
I
It's really
should have
good.
known that one.
How many pets do you think got renamed this week that used to be named Juice, Lane, or Kiffin? A lot.
A ton.
A ton.
100%.
Micah Schneider, are Ole Miss fans more mad that Kiffin left or that everyone is finding out that Juice wasn't his actual dog? Now, they're justifying that. They're trying to convince us that, you know, oh,
they're trying to justify, they're
yeah.
trying to say that that he was behind it.
Yeah.
And it was their university that planned it all.
Yes.
Like, they are not at fault at anything. It's all
it's
on
always,
him.
yeah. Andrew Norwood, if you could have one person narrate the ending of Days of Our Kiffin Season 6, who would it be, and why is it Gilbert Gottfried? There goes Lane Kiffin. He's at hot yoga. He's at hot yoga. He's looking at that girl's and
chatting an 18-year-old girl.
You got a pretty good Gottfried. I thought mine was going to be good, but you came in strong there.
Oh, gosh, man.
Gilbert Gottfried told
him. Yesterday, this guy telling me he's got his hands full with coaching. His responsibilities are too much. That we have seen 100 screenshots of this
Yes.
man talking to these girls at Ole Miss.
Dogs are kind of self-sufficient if you leave food out for them too. Just go
He's
take
got
them
his
for a
hands
walk.
full. This guy's tweeting pictures of Hugh Freeze and memes of Hugh Freeze and all the coaches in the SEC. Like, give me a break.
Mason Welch, State had an awful day Friday, losing both games, but was treated with joy and laughter on Sunday with Ole Miss. Was this part of the science? Not part of the science. Separate days.
Everyone, the science
Science
is
is what it
two
is.
teams playing or two things happening that are good for Mississippi State on the same day.
Exactly. Graham Wellington, if Kiffin and Selman boxed, how many rounds would it go? One. When I tell you that Kiffin don't want any of that
He
smoke,
does not want any of that smoke. It's the
I
former tight end.
almost texted Selman and be like, if you had punched him, I would have started a fundraiser that same day. We would have had $1 million in the bank. Like, you kidding me?
That man would have a statue.
Wish Kiffin would have put a laid a finger on him. Oh my God, he would have killed him.
Well, there was an AI thing where somebody had found, like, made a
Yeah,
video
no,
of
they're
him actually
great. They're great.
hitting.
Yeah, they're great. Caleb Rhodes, need our thoughts on the Ben Garrett Kiffin situation. Incredible.
Ben was correct, by the way.
Ben, everything you said was great. The best
That's
part
not
about
an
Ben
analogy
was
I would
Kiffin
probably
walks
make,
up
but
to him and Ben puts his hand on his shoulder like they're about to have a moment, like, you know. Ben, I appreciate you being here. Nope, he's gonna call his ass out, and he's got four state troopers right behind him. So what are you gonna do? Davis Holiday, Robbie claims to have a dog that lives outside. How do we know it's really his? He won't even let it out. That dog is yours. Ruby is your dog.
Ruby is my
You've gotten a good
doggy.
dog. Where does it stop?
I
Are these
paid a
even
lot of money for
curb
that
streets
dog.
dogs? Those curb streets, those are his dogs.
I've tapped out on Kirk Herbstreit's
It's a bit
Ben
yeah.
and all. Yeah.
All right, we're gonna do a couple more here. Alexander Watson. So with LSU paying Kiffin his bonuses, if Ole Miss does well in the postseason, how does that affect how the team will play? Will they tank on purpose just to screw Kiffin? I think it's kind of funny how Lane Kiffin is still tied to them.
Yeah.
Like every time they win, it's good for him.
We have the announcement yesterday. He gets a bonus if they win the national
Yeah,
championship
$1 million.
by
Yeah.
LSU. Unbelievable.
Rob Hadaway, if you spend all day long asking your mom for a cookie and all day long she tells you no, and eventually you get tucked into bed at night, are you wrong the next day to tell all your friends, I really thought I was going to get a cookie? I see what you're getting at.
I'm missing the point here.
I'll have to explain it later.
Okay.
Fort Polk, could Super Talk do remotes at the Egg Bowl? Would the schools have to pay y'all to be there? The schools or a business? Yeah, we would absolutely do a live show. We would do a college game days type show. Can you imagine? I think it would be fun.
Yeah.
Which person would you rather listen to tell stories for 2 hours? Your favorite movie star, an MLB umpire, a college football ref, an NFL ref, or an NBA ref? My favorite movie star. Feels like a pretty easy answer. Rather, yeah, I like to hear stories told by, you know, Robert De Niro or something. I don't know. Al
Is that your
Pacino?
favorite?
No, I'm just trying to think of guys I like, though. You know, Pacino. I was out there. She had a great, you know.
No.
And that's it.
Careful.
Well, hold on. Jesse Donahue asked us from this is from Monday's show. Which one of us farted at 12 minutes and 43 seconds? And he's got the clip, so I'm going to just listen to it and see what happens. I haven't listened to it yet. I've got it here. I'm pulling up on my phone. Here we go.
Yeah. How was he? He upset at him for loving his school.
Oh, that's you saying, uh-huh.
I think I'm saying, But I get it, Jesse. It does sound like some one of us broke
Jesse, do you think
in.
we grabbed a microphone and put it down there?
Put it right by my ease. Yeah. As you know, I would have said fart.
Yes.
So, all right, that's today's show. Tomorrow's show is signing day. We'll recap everything. Looking like maybe some more additions to
We
that class.
hope.
We'll see. We hope. We hope. Plenty to talk about tomorrow. Talk to you guys then. For Robbie Falk, I'm Brian Haydad. Thanks for listening to Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk, Mississippi.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.